Halloween has always sparked creativity. With just a few bolts of cloth, scissors, and a little imagination, you can turn your front lawn into a graveyard and yourself into, well, just about anything. Well, this being all tech considered, we're going to think bigger, a lot bigger. As Jacob Fenston reports, for many Americans, Halloween has become a high-tech holiday.
Can you show me the zombie babies?
Sure. They're right over here.
Halloween is big business. At stores like this one, you can buy a zombie baby or an animatronic Freddy Krueger right off the shelf.
The mummified human remains, that one's on sale there for $99.99.
But for Halloween purists, you've got to do it yourself. And as technology gets cheaper, more people are experimenting with things like microcontrollers and movement detectors. That's a 3D printer. It makes plastic models based on a file on your computer.
We're printing a pumpkin, a tiny pumpkin.
We're at Hack DC in Washington. It's a sort of club where people play with robots and lasers. Zach Rothman and Elliot Williams are making tiny plastic pumpkins and skulls for Halloween.
It just came undone. Oh, game over.
We have a truncated pumpkin here.
Painfully close, I would say.
I really want to get this working.
Halloween is the holiday of choice for technophiles.
It's frankly an excuse to build robots that I can enjoy with the neighbors.
Mark Adams is working on a pop-up alien with his daughter, Meg.
It really scares people, and it's really fun to see if they have the guts to come up to our house.
Mark says building things with his daughters teaches them important skills.
Both of the girls can handle power tools, they can do soldering, they can do simple electronics assembly.
But some Halloween enthusiasts go beyond simple electronics, playing with technology that seems like it should be a state secret.
Okay, bring the feet over and we'll hook them on.
Jeff Park is wrangling a skeleton down from his attic.
This is a display that my brother and I have been doing together for almost 35 years or so.
It started in their front yard near Alexandria, Virginia. Since then, they've expanded. They even took over the house next door. Each year, they increase the level of technological wizardry.
This Halloween exercise is an excuse to get into different disciplines of technology.
Both brothers take a month off work to prepare every year, and they spend thousands of dollars on new pieces and parts.
Some of the tools and things that we develop here actually at Halloween get used at work.
Work is the U.S. Army. Jeff and Brian are both senior scientists there.
That robot was built for work.
It's a remote-controlled robot on wheels designed to disarm bombs for the military.
They didn't want it, so I built it for Halloween. It's kind of, sort of, in a way, like going to graduate school, doing Halloween.
This year, they're expecting as many as 5,000 trick-or-treaters. Back in D.C., Zach and Elliot are still working on the tiny pumpkin.
Oh, because the red and black need to go here?
The new part they installed in the 3D printer still isn't working right.
I think that everything, not just 3D printing, but literally everything in the world, if you just try to do it yourself, that eventually you'll succeed.
And eventually that night, they do succeed. Around 1 a.m., the printer cranks out a perfect 2-inch plastic pumpkin. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Fenston.
This is NPR News.